Blog Talk
Radio. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its sky may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside him. For he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know, yeah, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good this evening, and is worthy to be praised. First, giving honor to God on this magnificent day that the Lord hath made. Oh, we come rejoicing and give him praise. Oh, we give God glory today. No matter the thing that we're going through, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting door. Hallelujah. I just want to give honor to my chief apostle who gave me opportunity to be on this blog prayer line worldwide. Thank God for Dr. Mary Osberg, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Faith Ministry. Thank God for her, for giving one of her ministers a chance to bring the word of God. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. We give God honor today because he is a good God, and we give him all the praises because he's worthy to be praised. He did have to wake us up this morning, but he did. Just for a few minutes, thank God for each one that is on the line to hear, thus said the Lord. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O strength, and my redeemer. In Jesus' name. You may not be aware of things that is going on, but there are some hidden strongholds operating in your life. There may be a reason that you cannot get to certain levels of function. As you know, you should, in order to become the person that God is calling you and you to be. There is a need to examine your spiritual disposition. And if I were you for a text right now, breaking the curse, breaking the curse. The majority of the people on this earth function from day to day without knowing that they are operated in a spiritual charged environment. There are forces from good and evil all around, hoping to influence your next step of circumstance. Satan would like to persuade all human beings to evil, destruction. Of the kingdom of God. He works very hard at his task. First Peter, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse instructs you right now. Be sober, vision, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking who he may devour. Jesus told Peter the same thing early in his life. Luke, the 22nd and the 31st verse says this: Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Throughout you and your life right now, Satan's plan, strategy to entangle you with sinful activity. It is his hope to get you so far out there that you can be useful for the plan of God. Y'all don't hear me tonight. It's time to break that curse of the adversary, that demon that got your mind right now. Satan does all he can to disable you on this ride from making an impact in life. One of the elements of the enemy's hope that you overlook is the fact of resident curse. Curse that limit a person's ability to go forward in the Lord. Spiritual curse are long-standing negative devices that are bent on creating a present oppression that gear you to do and do it repeatedly and harmfully and destructively fat. There are many examples of curses in the Bible. The first curse in the scripture is put on the servant by God. You are cursed more than all cattle. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. As a result of Adam and Eve disobeying God, the ground is also cursed. Curse is the ground for your sake, intolerant you shall eat it all the days of your life. Cain is cursed from the earth. So now you are cursed from the earth. In Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 11th verse, but in the New Testament, you find that Paul described the curse as central to the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, the 13th verse says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for you, you and you, for it is written, cursed is everyone that is hanging on a tree. He used in Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, the 23rd verse. Hallelujah. The curse that the Lord Jesus destroyed for you and I through his resurrection. There's a generation curse that are seen in the ancestors' framework of the family. Y'all don't hear me today. It's time now to break the curse. I don't know about you, but Jesus came and spake unto them saying that all power is given unto you, you and you and me in heaven and in earth. You'll find this in Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th verse. This power from the Lord Jesus can destroy every curse that is in your life right now on this line. The reason why many of these curses still exist in our lives is because neither we did not know that they were my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We knew all about this, but took no action, or we intentionally decide to live with it. But God is calling you to break the curse and come up to a higher level in Christ Jesus. Seek to be free in every area of your life. Seek now to make a change. Break the curse. Yeah, Lord. Jesus is telling you right now, trust the Lord Jesus Christ through your belief and repent to him for victory. Victory. Victory over the curse that's over you right now. If you recognize you need to be free, it's time now. Yeah, Lord, that Jesus is telling you that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. When God created mankind, he placed within each of you, you and you, something very, very powerful. He gave you the right to make a choice. Trust Jesus. Trust Jesus right now. Let Jesus be your choice right now. I don't know about you, but I'll call from heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life that both thou and they may live, that thou may love the Lord, thou God, thou mayest obey his voice, thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. Thou may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the father, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th to the 21st, this choice is yours today. It is time for you to believe God for every challenge in your life. There are some issues that you have stopped praying for. Pull them back out and put them back on the altar. your faith will be the difference. Hebrews 11th chapter, the 6th verse says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe to know that repentance before God says that you are not only yielding your life to him, but you are not going to back under any curse or destructive pattern that is in your life. God is holding you accountable to make that great choice today. Repentance is turning away from the world and sinful desire and turning to Christ our Lord and Savior. To repent is to change one mind about sin. Standing in freedom and out of bondage start with real repentance. Confess your faith to our Lord Jesus Christ that you can get the victory over the curses of your life. Confess your faith to Jesus Christ concerning your healing, deliverance, and restoration. Confessing Jesus Christ's power over that situation will bring victorious results. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Identify the areas of your struggles to God. Have a talk with Jesus and tell him all about it. He knows how much you can bear. God also knows your hindrance. He just wants you to identify what is going on with you so that God can answer your prayers. Identify that pain, that hurt, that sorrow, And whatever you're going through, God got it. Forgive those who have hurt you, harmed you, and break that curse. Negativeness of others don't want you to do right. Move forward in the Lord today. Break the curse. Break it tonight. Stop letting people upset you. Stop letting people worry you. Get in the Word of God and start to show yourself approved that your life can be better. Break the curse of the demon in your life, your mind, your body, your footsteps. Break that curse. If you murder, for better and for worse, you say you're going to be with them, man and woman. Stop going out here whoremongering. And then come to church and say everything is okay. It's not. God wants us to help one another. To know that we can break the curse today. Stop running here and there to and fro. And not doing the work of God that want to use you in a mighty way. It's time now to break the curse. Live in sin continually. You shall die and not live. It's time now today to break the curse. You know on this line who you are. Time to get right with God. It's time now to get right with our Lord and Jesus Christ. It's time now to live holy to our Almighty God. It's time now to cleanse our body so that it can be purified for the service of our Lord, who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want the curse to be broken? Get the witchcraft off of you. Get the roots off of you. Jesus, my God. Change, change, It's time now to get right. Get right with God. Break the curse of the sinful nation. You know what you've been doing. Yeah. But if you come, get sin. He is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I don't know about you right now, but for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. God loves you. He don't want your foolishness. He don't want your mess. He don't want your trash. But he wants you to change and get right. Get right. Get right. And break the curse. Because time is winding up. Time is now to get right with God. Because there's so much mess is going on. But if you walk, yeah, uprightly before him, he will bless you when the praises goes up. When the praises goes up. When the praises goes up. The blessings, yeah, come down. Break the curse tonight. Break the curse. Break the curse. Yeah, right with God. And do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross, where he shed his blood. Get right with God. Get right with God. Eternal God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this glorious opportunity. We thank you, oh God, for my chief apostle. Thank God for all those that are on the line right now. It's time to break the curse. Oh, yes, Lord. Let us magnify him, glorify him. Because time is winding up. Only what you do for Christ will last. May God bless you. May God's peace be with you all. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.